He was the last one. The others, the rest, the balance, the remainder, they were all gone now in their mass and multitudes. Memories, and ghosts of memories. No one knew how many of them there had been before there were no more, least of all him. There had been a time when countings were done, but such behaviors belonged not to his time, but to others. There had been several such times, he knew, eras as well as countings. First came the expansion. That was followed by the consolidation. Then there was the union, which birthed the empire, which gave way to the collapse. After a long, slow climb, there came the reunion. It dissolved into the second empire, which was followed by the interregnum. The interregnum was long and prosperous, and offered, among other things, something new to humankind. Time for reflection. It was an age when inherent and inherited stupidity finally surrendered to understanding and common sense, and saw among humans the first firm grasping of those things that really matter. As a result, the conclave that followed lasted even longer than the interregnum. It showed what could be done. Humanity spread out and flourished, did some grand things, noble things even. But in the end, or perhaps it should be said, in the end, it was revealed that the species' baser instincts had not, after all, been laid to rest, but had merely been slumbering. They reasserted themselves with a vengeance. Human fought human over things that, in the end, mattered little. There was shouting and screaming and cursing. There was slaughter and destruction and aggrandizement. Finally, in every sense of the word, there was the aura malignance. That was when everything began to come apart. As the conclave disintegrated, the bold and the hopeful and the vainglorious made an attempt at a third empire. But the inexorable spread of the plague known as the aura malignance had weakened the species to the point where that sort of racial energy could no longer be summoned in quantities sufficient to sustain any kind of functioning organization across the spaces between the stars. Gradually, the means to conjoin and eventually even to communicate began to fade away. He didn't know if this was due to forgetting of knowledge or the loss of the rare elements that underlay the necessary technology. Worlds lost contact with worlds. The society of man splintered, then fractured, and before long commenced a long, slow slide toward total collapse. Only this time it was different. This time, there was no recovery, no reconsolidation, not even a last desperate reach for empire. On Cereboth, where he was from, society had been slowly crumbling for several hundred years. Everyone thought they were safe from the last of the self-seeking spores, that final folly of human ingenuity that always seems to burn brightest in the service of war. But they weren't. Shards of the self-dispersing, all-pervasive biological weapon arrived and began to kill, missing no one. The infection ruptured neural connections in the brain. People who thought they had no more than a bad headache flinched, winced, and collapsed, never to rise again. Cerebothian scientists, and there were many who were as dedicated as they were competent, worked together across political boundaries. Like all who had tried and perished before them, they could do nothing. The aura malignance was too virulent, too mutable, and most critically, too swiftly spreading. The kind of interworld science that had bolstered the various federations and alliances and empires had degenerated. Not only did the facilities to share and communicate no longer exist, neither did the individuals or intelligent machines that might have had the capacity to find a cure.